Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia daf Ayin Beis, and we are on Ayin Aleph Mabez as we head into the home stretch of our parak here, Vezeo Neshech, and we pick up with a couple of important lines relating to the issue we had been discussing yesterday. So if you remember, we had the discussion before we got to a machlokas about whether when you have three people involved in a transaction, two Jews and a non-Jew. And the question is the transfer of a loan in violation of ribbis between Jew and Jew? So we spoke about the two different cases where a non-Jew is the lender, and he owes money, and he is owed money by a Jew. And now the loan needs to be transferred. So we said that if the guy is not there, so then it's a problem because it's like a loan from a Jew to a Jew. But if the guy is there and he says, you know what, Reuven, you owe me money, just give it to Shimon, that would be okay. And that was the case the Gemara was bothered by, because why would we be makel like that in the other direction where the non-Jew is the lender and will be machmir, so then that's fine. As we said, maybe the shlichus legoy lechumra. But in the case of the kula, why would we be makel? The guy says to one Jew, give it to so-and-so, so if there's no shlichus legoy lechumra, but that's lekula, we're saying it's as if the Jew is acting on behalf of the guy and lending money to the other Jew. Will be makel like that? Wow. So says the Gemara, what is the reason for that? So the Gemara gave a couple of different options. Number one, maybe the Gemara said, really, the guy said, put it on the ground, right? Make it hefker, right? We said that would be no chiddush. Then we said, oh, maybe he took it. So what do you mean he took it? So, well, and the chiddush is that he's not the shliach of the Jew in that case. And Rav Ashi says, maybe there's only a lack of shlichus by a goy when it comes to truma, or there are some ech expanded it to mitzvos, but by kalatar kula there is shlichus l'goy, and that's what we'd be make of. Well, you say that doesn't work, because the makar for shlichus is from truma, as the Gemara explains at the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, quoted here as well, that ma'atem b'nei bris avshluchachem b'nei bris, so they're excluded. Even from cases of just maso maton and business separate from mitzvos. So we're back to the question. Rav Ashi has suggested that. We're up to answer number four. About seven lines up from the bottom. How exactly are we going to view this case where we are makel regarding the guy and the shliach and the Jew? So, Ika da Amri Amar Rav Ashi. Ki amrinan ein shlichus l'nachri. When do we see a guy is excluded from shlichus hanimili in hu l'didan? They cannot be a shliach for us. Avalanan l'ditu havina l'hu shliach. But us for them, we can be their shliach. Because that's saying that we are in the parsha of shlichus. That's atem gam atem by truma, right? The three different sources we have in Meseches Kiddushin. Truma and Karban Pesach and Kiddushin and Gerushin, right? So that is all. We learn out that a Jew could be a shliach. So we could be a Jew, we could be a shliach for them. That's why it works, l'kula. Says the Gemara, that also we reject. Vadra Vashi Barusahi. That also is rejected. Why? Maishna inhu lididon delo. Why can't they be a shliach for us? Dechsiv atem gam atem. L'rabo shluchachem atem b'nei bris av shluchachem b'nei bris. Just like we have an inclusion for shlichus to be a shliach, and then they can't be a shliach for us. Anal didunami. Matem b'nei bris kamar. Meaning, there's an affinity, there's an identification between the shliach and the mishaleach. And you need both of them to be included in the parsha of shlichus. You can't say one's included in one and one's not included in the other part. Right? They go together. And therefore, Hadravashi Barusahi. That's why the Gemara rejects both ideas of Ravashi, even though they sound promising and there is some svara to it. But Lamaisa, we say that you can't be mechalik between different types of shlichim, different areas of shlichus, and you can't be mechalik between the mishaleach and the shliach, right? Which might also hint to the major question in shlichus that's come up in other contexts, and that is, well, how do we actually view the shliach and the mishaleach? How much is there an identification between the two? Does the shliach really stand in for the mishaleach? The closer you say, the stronger formulation you say between shliach and mishaleach, the more you would say that that's exactly why the non-Jews are excluded on both directions, the shliach and the mishaleach. If we would separate them somewhat and say the biggest distance approach between the shliach and the mishaleach, maybe that was the havamina. Maybe that's why we would say that it might work, right? And this is just to quote one, there's 25 sources related to this, but just to remind ourselves of the Gemara in Kiddushin, which highlights this issue. Right? The Gemara in that Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, Gemara talks about whether a shliach for Kiddushin could be an aid for Kiddushin. The Shliach is could he also be an aid? So that's the Machlokas, Rav and Debei Rav Shela. In my Rav, my Shliach Nasa aid. Debei Rav Shela Amri ain't Shliach Nasa aid. Right? What are the Svaras? It's like skipping a line. Ela Rav, Amri Shliach Nasa aid. The Shliach could be an aid. Why? Alume Kama Alimna Lamilse. There's nothing better. He's the best aid because after all, he's doing it. He's a Shliach. Therefore, obviously, he's going to know that it is happening. Rashi. Alume Aluma Almua Lamilse De Eidus Kisha Asa Hadav. Are they Shliach? There's nothing better. To be Rav Shela Amri, no. Its strength is its weakness, is what undermines it. What does that mean? Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. Why? It's so good that it's bad. Kivan to Amar Mar Shlucho Shaladim Kamoso Havile Kigufe. Because there's such an identity, Shlucho Shaladim Kamoso, it's as if he's a Baldavar. And therefore he can't testify. So he's so identified, the Shliach and the Mishaleach, that it's like the Baldavar, and therefore he can't act as an aid. Mashaykin, the other day, a Rav said, no, he is identified, but there's still a separation between the two. So that issue could be also behind this suggestion of Ravashi and the rejection, out of many other issues that it might be, but that is that the world of Shlichus is here, and that is what this Gemara is referring to. Okay, Viter. Fine. Final suggestion given by the Gemara. What exactly is the reason? Again, the case that we're trying to discuss is where the non-Jew is the lender, and he had to lend money to a Jew. And now, with the non-Jew standing there, he tells Jew A, give it to Jew B. And the Brisa says, that's mutter. Why is that mutter? Why is that called going from the goy to the Jew? Shouldn't that, physically, the money's going from the Jew to the Jew? And therefore, it should be a problem of ribbis. Says the Gemara, no. Ravina Amar, Nehi, Deshlichus, Lenachri, Lesley. We're going to read our Girsa now. I will talk about the significance of it. Zechia midrabanan islay. Even though a guy is excluded from shlichus, he has zechia midrabanan. Meaning, this is zechia, is not shlichus. The second Jew is being zoche on behalf of the guy. A guy can appoint Jew number two a shliach, but the second Jew can be a zoche on his behalf. So he's zoche. So instead of you're not being owed any money, now I owe you money, right? And he's being zoche on his behalf. And he can be mechalek between shlichus and zechia. Is there a precedent for that? Midi dahavia katan. Just like a katan. Katan lav afal gadol esle shlichus, isle zechia, midi rabbanon. Just like a katan is excluded from shlichus, right? Because shlichus is only by a gadol. But a katan has zechia, midi rabbanon. Rashi quotes the Mishnah at the end of Baba Basra, zochin la katan. You can be zochin on behalf of a katan. Hachanami loshna. So here too, so just like the katan, so too the guy. They both are excluded from the world of shlichus and included in the world of zechia. So let's just finish. The Gemara says that's not a great parallel. You could be mechalik between the two. Vilohi, maybe there's a difference. Yisrael, by a katan, Yisrael, asi lechal shlichus. It can lead to a shliach, so maybe that's why he's included in zechia. But akum, lo asi lechal shlichus. But an akum is not, never is going to come to shlichus, and therefore maybe zechia can be totally off limits. A lot, these four lines we can spend the rest of the shiur on. We're not going to, Bezos Hashem, but we'll do what we can. Because every line here, there's four or five major discussions in the Rishonim on these lines. Let's start with one of the Shas topics, and that is, it's interesting, if you think of the two lines, you read the first line, Ravina, it sounds like he's being mechalek fundamentally between shlichus and zechia. Even though these people, a katan, a goy, are excluded from shlichus, they're included in zechia. But what about the last line of the Gemara then? The Gemara says, no, but wait a minute. A katan is eventually going to become a shliach, and therefore, it's shayach to have zechia. But a goy who is excluded from shlichus, totally, he'll never be shliach, so therefore, what do you mean? We just said that zechia and shlichus are not connected. That was the first line. And the last line of the Gemara emphasizes that they are connected. So that is a very serious issue that is discussed by all the Rishonim. The relationship between those two halachic principles, zechia and shlichus. We know a shliach is, I appoint you to do something for me. What's zechia? I don't appoint you to do something for me, but you do it for me anyway, because it's good for me. So are those two principles related? Zechia, what's called in the Rishonim, is Zechia mitam shlichus or is Zechia la mitam shlichus? Are they very different principles? The fact that I don't appoint you shows that it's a totally different halachic mechanism. Or, to use the language of the Tosfos HaRosh elsewhere, Zechia is basically a shliach without an appointment. You're a shliach without a minui, but it's working the same way. The chiddush is that if it's totally good for you, it's a zchus, it's not, there's no chov elements at all, so then we say that it could work. You could be a shliach without being appointed, or not. So that is a major discussion. The Ramban, the Rashba, all of the Chachmei Sfarad, except for the Ran, hold that zechiyah is la mitam shlichus. They're not connected. They emphasize the first line. They bring this Gemara as a raya. There are three or four Gemaras in Shas, which point in one direction or the other direction. This Gemara, strongly, they quote this Gemara as a chilek between shlichus and zechiyah, based on this first line of Ravina. Hey, even if they're excluded from shlichus, but they can be included in zechiyah. What other Gemara points in their direction? The Gemara in Kiddushin. We just quoted the Gemara in Kiddushin in Daf Mem Gimel. Turn back a Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara is trying to figure out how was it that the Nisiyim were Zoche on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael in the land, right? Not every Jew got a portion of land in Eretz Yisrael. The heads of the Shvatim got it for them. How did that work? So the Gemara has three suggestions there in the beginning of the second parak. First, the Gemara tries Shlichus, rejected. Zechiyah, rejected. Aputrapis, all three of those are suggested, but the Gemara seems pretty clear that it's three separate suggestions. So again, the Gemara said that the Rishonim say there, Zechia, Islam, Mitam, Shlichus, two separate entities. Good, so that is the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and many others. Also, they bring this discussion up in the Sugya of Ger Katan, Ksubis Yud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about how a Katan might be able to become a Jew on a Daraisa level based on the principle of Zechiyah. One second. A Katan is excluded from Shlichus. So if he's excluded from Shlichus, doesn't that mean he's excluded from Zechiyah? What, it's only Zechiyah midirabanan? He's a Jew midirabanan? He's a Goy Daraisa. But he's a Jew midirabanan? No. So Pashas that it's even Zechiyah midaraisa there. So a Katan can be excluded from Shlichus on a Daraisa level, but part of Zechiyah on a Daraisa level. So that is one whole view in the Mefarshim. But Rashi and Tosfos in other places, and the Ran here jumps ship from the Chachmei Sfarad, and he agrees with Rashi and Tosfos, and they say there is a relationship. Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. And all the Gemaras that seem to give the other impression, you have to re-understand them. And they would say focus on the last line of this Gemara, where there is a connection between shlichus and Zechiyah. And they would say, also, even the first line, what does our Girsa say? Our Girsa is, fine, a guy is excluded from Shlichus, but he's included in Zechiyah. What does our Gemara say? Midrabanan. Meaning on a Daraisa level, he's excluded from Zechiyah too. Because Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus. Right, so that is how every Gemara can be read in different ways based on what you hold. The Ran has a big discussion of this if you want to look it up. Taf Tezayin Amabez in the Dafei Arif in Kiddushin. Beginning of the second parak there, he quotes all of the Shitos. And he goes through how he thinks he's right, agreeing with Rashi and Tosfos, jumping ship from his Rebbeim. Ika Dvar Lamelef Bishmaitin. There are some people that learn from our Sugya Zechiyah Lamitam Shlichus Velesa. And I don't think that's true based on our Gemara. They each quote our Gemara as a Raya. So he quotes the first line of our Gemara, the Girsav Midrabanan. But if you see on the side, you see the star on the side, Shinui Girsav Betosus Ksubis Yud Aleph. Right? What's the sheet of the Girsav? They take out the word Midrabanan. Right, and Tosfos says that because that daya is that you have to say that it's daraisa. There's some type of zechia daraisa for a katan because you can't say he's a Jew only midrabanan. There is another formulation that some rishonim have there in Ksubis, and that is even if you want to say zechia is usually midrabanan for a katan, but certain zechuyos are so super duper that would work even on a Daraisa level. For example, becoming a Jew. Becoming a Jew, no matter what you say about other Zechuyos. You know why the Gemara here might say the Rabbanan? Because it's certain Zechuyos. But if you have a Zechus of becoming a Jew, there's no greater Zechus, and therefore that is even on a Daraisa level. The Ritva quotes that a line here too. Upirish taima mishud eschusulo, ve'hasam ger gomer hu min ha-Torah. Right? He says, Ella sheish dochin the gerim shiny. Shezochin bo shamayim. Some want to say, right, we want to, the Ritva says, I want to bring that as a raya, or other Rishon want to bring that as a raya. Right, in either direction. But the Ritva says, I want to bring it as a raya that Zechiah is lab mitam shlichus. Because shlichus, a kadin is excluded from another raisa level, and you see Zechiah, they are included in. But the Ritva says, no, maybe that's a special type of zchus that's becoming Jewish. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Samaches. V'nireh, de Zechiah de Geirus, lo domi lo shar Zechiahs. De mashe bezin nabilon oso, enam zochin ba'avuro, elohu zochin ba'atzmo, ubegufo, shenasa ger, v'nechras tachas kanfei ashchina. So that could be a different type of zchus, and therefore maybe it's not comparable to other cases. Again, this is a huge topic, but we'll have to end that now. Two other quick points, and that is, so this Gemara says a goy is excluded from shlichus on a daraisa level. What about a goy for a goy? The Gemara here talks about between a goy and a Jew. What about a goy for a goy? Could a goy make a goy a shliach, and would that be recognized on a daraisa level? Well, where does that come up? Well, you guessed it. Mechiras chametz. I'm selling the chametz to a goy, and on the morning of Erev Pesach, the goy gets sick. He can't make it. He'll make his friend a shliach. Does that work? Could a guy make a guy a shliach? So in Simon Taf Mem Ches, Arachayim, Chameis Yisrael Shavar Lava Pesach, Asher Ba'ana. Right? If a Jew has Chameis over Pesach, it's Asher Ba'ana. Afilu Enichu Shogeg, O Anus. Doesn't matter why. Ve'im Mecharo, O Nisano, Le'eno Yehudi, Shemichutz Labayis, Kodim HaPesach. If you give it to a guy beforehand, Mechiras Chameis, Afal Pisha Yisrael, Makiro Le'eno Yehudi, Ve'odea Bo Shalo Yiga Bo Klau, El Yishmerena Lo Alachar HaPesach. Even though the Jew knows that the guy's not going to do anything with it, he's going to give it back after Pesach. Doesn't matter. Ve'yachzar V'yitnenu Lo Mutter, Ubilvachi Yitnenu Lo Matana Gemura Belishum Tanai. Oshim Karenu Lo Mechira Gemura. As long as you actually give it or sell it, really, it's not a fake, but it's a real transaction. Avo Matana Manas Lahachzir Lo Mahani. Right, you can't give Matana Manas Lahachzir. You have to give a full Matana in that way. So the Magen Avram and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the discussion here. What about a guy from a guy? Would that work? So the Magen Avram quotes the Maseis Binyamin, the Mem Beis. Right, Mem Beis is not the Mishnah Berurah. Mr. Burr lived a couple hundred years after the Magen Avram. But the Magen Avram quotes here on this halacha that the Maseis Binyamin says they should have shlichus. They should have shlichus. Let me just try to find the lashon. If not, we'll save it for next time. Says the Magen Avram here in Taf Mem Ches Gimel. Says the Magen Avram. Okay, if I can't find it. Okay, either he quotes the Vasi Binyamin, Siminutas Kasav, the Tsarf Likla Lakmas Lobakasavu, Meshicho Bagnas Makom, Avadiavakan Bakasal Chur. He talks about which type of Kinyanim would work. Vim Haachim Shalach Shlucho, Umashach, Koni Gamkein. The Afa Gavda in Shlichos Laakum, Hanimili Akum Liyisrael, O Ifcha, Aval Akum Laakum, Ose Shliach. That's the shita of the Maseis Binyamin. V'chein mashma pashta de Talmuda reish perek de kiddushin. Right, so he says, that's what I think. And then the Magen Avraham says, v'tzarachiyun to be Yerushalmi reish perek vav de dmai, isa de inakam ozer shliach la'akum chavero. Oh, mefurish Yerushalmi dmai. Right, that says otherwise. That's the Magen Avraham. But anyway, machlokas achronim, whether that would work. The final point to mention, and then we will continue, is the bottom Rashi. Rashi quotes a pasuk to exclude a katan from being a shliach. Rashi on the bottom quotes a drasha, and the achronim, Rebbe Elchanan, on the first page of Kovet Shiurim Chelek Beis. The first page, he says, why does Rashi have to quote a pasuk? Right? It's a svari, it's a la bardas. Don't you have to be a bardas in order to be a shliach? So Rebbe Elchanan says, there are some times that you don't need das to be a shliach. For example, we had earlier, right? We had about 2 months ago, Daf Yud. Right, that's the way the Gemara talks about chatzer mishum shliach yisraboi. So if your kinyan chatzer might not need das, might be an automatic halachic shliach, and therefore maybe you wouldn't need a das there, and that's why you need a pasuk to exclude katan. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Tanur Rabbanan. Again, a lot more, but there's more to do today. Also, says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Yisrael shelava maos min hanachri beribis. A Jew borrowed money from a guy, Fine, he didn't do anything wrong. And then it was time to pay back. He borrowed 10, and he has to pay back 15. And when the day comes to pay back 15, he's, I don't really have the money. So the guy says, you know what? Okay, so make it into a new loan. You owe me 15. Change the whole principal and interest into the whole thing's a loan. And then what happened? Vinizgayer, and he converted. It's like a minchas chinuch type of question, right? That the in the middle of the loan, he converted. So now what? So im kodem shenis gayer zakon alav b'milva, if he made it into a regular loan before the conversion, goves hakeren v'goves haribis, then fine. Now it's a loan, and you still have to repay the loan. The im la'achas shenis gayer. But if when the goy converted, he's owed money with interest, and it's still principal and interest, and then he makes it into a milva, zakon b'milva, goves hakeren v'eino goves haribis. Wow, he can't. Now he's Jewish. Now he's Jewish, and therefore he cannot collect. And the opposite, v'chei nachri shalav amos mi yisrael beribis v'zachman alav b'milve. A guy borrowed money from a Jew v'zachman alav b'milve, and then the Jew, when it was due, made it all into a milve and his gayer, and now the love converts, right? The non-Jew im achalon his gayer zachman alav b'milve. If the Jew had made it into a loan before the conversion, goves hakaron v'goves haribis. Right, you collect the karen and the ribbis. V'im yishin his gayer zakon alav b'milve. But if it was after gerus, goves hakaron v'goves haribis, then he's Jewish. Again, the Gemara talks about all the unusual cases which sometimes could come up. Right, we mentioned last Shabbos. Right, the case the Shulchan Aruch talks about. What about in the case of hafreshes challah? Right, how would you have hafreshes challah safek? Let's say you have the owner of a bakery who's Jewish, and the workers in the bakery are making the dough, and he's going to come do hafresha. But what happens if the owner is not Jewish and he's being misgayer? And then he becomes Jewish. And you're not sure whether the dough was made before he went into the mikvah or after he went into the mikvah. So Shulchan Aruch talks about that case. Right? You have cases that in the middle, you don't know what happened. So here too. So if it was still labeled as ribbis before the conversion, and then the conversion, so then it's also to pay. But if it's already a loan by the time the conversion came along, then it would be called a loan. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi argues, Nachri Shalav Amos Miyisol Beribbis, at least in one direction. If a non-Jew is the Love, and he owes the Jew ribbis, Benkach Uvenkach Love Zakarin Vigoves Haribbis. Then he pays the ribbis, even if it's still a ribbis loan, after he, the lovek, converts. He still has to pay. Why? Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Huna, Halacha Rav Yossi. Amar Rava, my time with Rav Yossi. Rav, we only have to ask the question, what's the reason for Rav Yossi? We know what the sheet of the Tanakama is, right? It makes sense. Is it a ribbis? Is it a milve? So you might have said, before we read the next line, you might have said, maybe it's a fundamental machlokes, when is the chiv of ribbis? When is the real, you know, conceptual chiyuv? Is it at the first moment when he's still a goy? Then even if he becomes Jewish, it's still okay to collect because it's the chiyuv was from when he was a goy. Or do you say no? The chiyuv to pay is really at the end when the time for payment is, right? Not when it's just he just writes the chiyuv down. So you might have said it's something more fundamental. But the Gemara quotes, it's a Durabanan. Really fundamentally, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that in this case where it's still labeled as ribbis when he converts, he does not have to pay. Why here would he make him pay? My time at Rabbi Yossi, Kidei Shelo Yomru, Bishvil Ma'osav, Nisgayer Zeh. A person should say, this guy owes $20 million. And now he's going to convert, he's going to be off the hook. Right? People shouldn't say that it was a bad gerus. We don't want people talking badly about this ger. Right? There's an Isser Onoa by a ger, as we had earlier. Right? So we want to make it easier for them to be Dan Lakav Schus. So that's why we say, if he converts, he's still going to have to pay. Right? It's similar to the concept of Maseches Yevamos, where the Gemara says, Banu Lakmi, Shelo Yomru, Banu Mikdusha Chamura Lakdusha Kala. So that's why a convert is not allowed to marry his relatives, even though they're really not related to him. Gershon is Gai, Gajanova Dami, the Gemara says in a few places. But, right, a brother and sister are not related to each other. But we don't, when they're Gayim, when they're non-Jews, they're not allowed to marry each other. Gilei Arayas applies within a non-Jewish family. So therefore, we say also there's an Issa Durabanan for them to get married when they convert, cause Shelo Yomru, people shouldn't say that there's something that's usher for a guy to do and mutter for a Jew to do. Shelo Yomru. That is the principle. We also mentioned in the past that there is an interesting mystery what the source is for that principle of Gershon Isgai Ganshinola Dami. The Gemara never says a source. There is a Balaturim in Parshas Kisaitse that is based on a Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, it calls Yasom Va'almana, Ger Yasom Va'almana. And he has a deeper level of understanding, Ger equals Yatom Va'almana. Right, that a ger, once he converts, he's like a yatom, he's not related to his family anymore. So it's a remez in the pasuk, the Balaturim comes up with. The Chassam Sofer in Avodah Zarah just leaves up at Tzorachian. He does not know what the source is, but the Meshech Chachma, he quotes the Chassam Sofer in Voes Chanan, and he says, it's the pasuk there. Shuvu lachem lo aleichem. Where after Har Sinai, Moshe says, everybody go back to your tent, ain't ol ela ishto, go back to your wives, but 1 minute. Some of them might have been married to people who now are usher. They just got the halachas of arayos, right? Bochel mishpachosav, Chazal say. So how could they go back to their previous wives, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's parents, right? They weren't alive anymore, but Moshe Rabbeinu's parents was an issur relationship, right? It was an aunt and a nephew, right? A daughter of Levi who married the next generation down, right? Amram and Yocheved. So how could they go back? Answer is, they're not related anymore. Gershon is Gayer, Kikatan, Shinola Dami. Good. It's a discussion about what the source for that principle is, even though the principle obviously is true. We're just not exactly sure what the source is. There is also a discussion in the Rishonim here. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says, and we paskin this way, that when a non-Jew, the Lovek, converts, he's still going to have to pay the principle and the ribbis. What about ribbis that accrues after he becomes Jewish? Is that also Shalo Yomru? Is that also included? You might say it's just for the ribbis from beforehand. What about from the ribbis after? So that's in the Rush. The Rush says yes. The Rush says once you say the milveh sticks and does not fall away, the Rush says at the end of Simin Nun Zayin, Hilkach shakol minei afilu ribbis she'ola alehen mishen izgayer ad sha'as piraon. Avagav di Isura Daraisa Kavid? That's an Isura Daraisa now. Now they're both Jewish, and the ribbis is accruing. He still has to pay that, says the Rosh. Yesh Kalach Bechachamim Lakar Dover Minatora Viafilu B'Makam Aveira. Wow. It's like, Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. Right? Once in a while, the Chachamim can be Oker, a mitzvah, or an Aveira, to tell you to do an Aveira B'Sheh B'Kum Vaseh. Not so often. Most of the time it's b'shev al ta'aseh. Don't blow shofar. Don't do something. But here they're telling you to go collect interest between Jew and Jew. Why? Why would you say this? Because it's part of the loan. Once the loan is still there, even if ribbis accrues afterwards. The Papula Charifta on the bottom wonders why the Rush has to use that law. Is this really an isadaraisa of ribbis? If the original loan was at a time of heter, that's when the commitment to each other was made, because he was not Jewish then. So the ribbis that accrues afterwards, that would be included. The Pilpula Charifta is bothered by that. He says, Kaspo lo sitein lo b'neshech. You didn't give your kesef b'neshech. At the time of the giving of the kesef, it wasn't b'neshech, it was mutter. So the Rush says that, but the Pilpula Charifta on the bottom is wonders, whether that's really true, if you would say that is called a da'oraisa. That would be called a da'oraisa. Right, and that relates to what we just mentioned. Is the chiyuv, the isser of ribbis, really at T1? Is it at T2? That's an important discussion that the achronim have. Tana Rabbana and Viter. Next case. Shtar shekasav ribbis. So if you have a ribbis case, next yisod and ribbis. This we discussed back in Baba Kama also. This gemara appears in Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra. How many gemaras are there like that appear in each and only these three mesechtas? So the Gemara says, "Shtar shekasav ribbis." You have a shtar that ribbis is written on it. Kotzen oso ve'inogova lo asa karen v'lo asa ribbis. Dibe Rabbi Meir. Meir says you cannot even collect the principal. You cannot collect the ribbis, but you cannot collect the principal. V'chachamim omrim no. Gova asa karen ve'inogova asa ribbis. You're allowed to collect the principal, just not the ribbis. But my kamiflagi, what's the nikudas amachlokes? Remeir savar, kansinan hatera, misha misura. Remeir says, you're fine him, the principal, atu, the iser, and the rabbanan say, you don't make such a gzera. Good. Tosfos has two comments here, one within each of the shitos. So let's first talk about Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, you cannot collect anything. You can't collect karen, you can't collect ribbis. Can you collect from b'nei chorin? Meaning, you throw out the shtar. The shtar is useless because it's a shtar that had an aveira done with it, so you throw it out. So is it at least a milveh al peh? Could you collect the principal from B'nei Chorin? Tosfos has 2 days about that. Tosfos in this big Tosfos star. Tosfos says on top, Pirish Rivam. De'ena gove mi mishabdi, avo mi b'nei chari, gavi al pioso star. De'ena edem enem psulim. De'enam edi chamas, de'en marvichem klum bedavar. The edem are not getting anything financial out of it, and therefore, the star is not collectible. You can't use the star to collect, but the star is enough to say there is a loan, and therefore you could collect from b'nei chari. Tosfos doesn't like this, because the Tosefta says, first skinny line. Hamosi star sheishba ribis yikra enu. Bala bezdin yikra uhu. Rip it up. Sounds like it's useless. So Tosfos says that he thinks that you cannot collect even from Bnei Chori. On the fourth skinny line. Miunira deremeir kanis lagamre. Velokavi beklau. So that's one machlokes rishonim within Rabbi Meir. But then you get to within the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that you could use the star to collect from, to collect the principal and not the ribis. Collect the principal from where? Pashtus from Mishabdi. Meaning it's a good star regarding the principal. It's just not a good star regarding the ribis. What's the kasha? If the Edim, as we're going to learn in 3 days from now, and as we've mentioned already, the Edim are also doing the Aveira of ribis, so the Edim are psulim, so why is the star good at all? The Edim that signed it are pasul. So why is it that you can use the star to collect anything? Third wide line in Tosfos. Vitema. Amai ein ha'edim psulim kivan sha'ovrim alo sesimun. Afal pishein marvichim. Even if they're not getting anything out of it, so they're not what we call a rasha de chamas, yesh lahem lifso midi deharve avaryin ochal nevelas lachis. There's different types of psuli edis. We know there's the financial psuli edis, gan of gazel and all of those, but then there's somebody who's psul edis who just violates an iser, right, that has a certain level of avera, right, like if somebody who eats treif, ochan avelas lahachis, we pass him like abaya, right, so that's psul. So ask Tosfos, why can you trust this star even for the principal? They are apostles. So Tosfos has two answers. All the Rishonim get into the act on this one, right? Tosfos says, maybe we're only talking about a case of ribis derabanan. Maybe it's only ribis derabanan, Tosfos says. Number one. Number two, Inami, Tosfos says, even if it's daraisa, yishla hachshir. Why? Important yisod. Deshema lo sesimun leinshi bimalve mashma lehu velo be'edim velochen ksherim. And he quotes the Gemara that we had back in Daf Hey. Even if something's usser, if people don't think it's usser, so then they're not going to be pasul le'edus. They're doing an avera, right? Tosfos quotes the Gemara back in the first parak of Lo Sachmod. I don't think it's usser to covet, because ultimately I paid you for it, right? So that's not usser, right? That's what people think. So it's still usser, but it's not pasul le'edus. So to here, says Tosfos, people think only the malv is doing something wrong. They don't really think they're doing anything wrong when they sign on the star. What am I doing? It's easy. I'm not getting the money. So because people don't think it's usser, that is why they're not pasul le'edus, right? And that comes up, we mentioned in the past, in cases of Masachet Bekuvia, Smachta, gambling cases. If people don't think it's usser, it's still usser, but it might not pasul them le'edus. The Ksos has a different answer. The Ksos quotes, he says in, where is this Ksos? Right, the Ksos in Simin Nun Beis says, I think the answer is based on the Tosfos and the Ran in Masechet Schul and Daf Yedalin, where a similar question is asked. Remember that? We mentioned that in the past. The Mishnah says there, if you have somebody who shechs an animal on Shabbos, the Shritas Kshera. Shritas Kshera. Hashochet, B'Shabbos, Shritas Kshera. Ask all the Rishonim, but he's a Mumar if he's shechting on Shabbos. He's a heretic. How could he be kosher? So says the Ran. Tosfos also discusses there. Tosfos says, one time doesn't make him a Mumar. The Ran says, he only becomes a Mumar after the Shrita. Once he's done the Avera, then done. He's a Mumar for the next time. So too says the Ksos here. He only did the Aveira. The Edom only did the Aveira. Now they're pasul once they signed on it. As they're signing on this star, so then there wouldn't be a problem. So the Ksos says you could answer based on that discussion of Tosfos and the Chiddush Aran in Chulin on Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph. You can't learn Chulin without the Chiddush Aran. It's a very important Yesodos in the Ran. And the Ramban and Tosfos, obviously, but the Ran is very important in Chulin. Okay. Viter says the Gemara, so we have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether you're kones, hetera misha misura. Tanan hasam last skinny line, says the Mishnah, shtarechov hamugdamim psulim. If you have a predated shtar, it's pasul. Why? Because the people are going to collect from Mishubadim, even though they shouldn't have been able to. The hamu charing sherin, or you're causing certain people a loss not to be able to collect. right? Really, I lent you money today. But really, so up till today, people who have liens could collect. But I predate this to 2 weeks ago. So the people who took things from me, if the past 2 weeks, you know, bought things from me, they shouldn't have to give it up, and they're going to give it up. But if it's later, I just, you know, delayed the person's rights now, that's kosher. Mukdaman my psulin, says the Gemara, why is a pasul? Nihidulogava mizman rishon, nigvu mizman sheni. Why do we say the whole shtar mukdam is pasul? You should say, okay, you can't collect from the earlier time, but you should be able to collect from the time that it was written, right? Kasha on the Chachamim, Amr Shem and Lakish, the Machlokish and Rabbi Meir. You're right. That's only according to Rabbi Meir, who is Kones. But according to the Rabbanan, you would be able to collect from the later time. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan, Gzeira Shema Yigve Mizman Rishon. No, you might collect from the earlier time. Principal and interest isn't as confusing as different dates. We say you can't collect from the earlier time, you can collect from the later time. It's difficult, and that's why you would make a gzera there. Period. Hahu Gavra. Following story comes up about people who are a little blackmailing, but they also happen to know a little bit of halacha. Hahu Gavra, Damashkin, Le Pardes, Lachavre. Reuven gives Shimon a loan. Shimon gives Reuven his orchard, right, as a mashkon, right? So now Reuven has this field as a mashkon, achla tlashani, for 3 years. For 3 years, Reuven's been eating on this orchard. Shimon hasn't said a word. So why is that going to be important? Because remember, from Baba Basra, cheskas gimel shanim, if I squat on a land for 3 years and you don't protest, then that itself could be a raya and a kinyan and a chazaka, without getting into what how exactly it works, that it's mine. Meaning you have to protest within 3 years. Amar le. So now, Reuven comes back to Shimon. Reuven, who's holding this mashkon, says to him, you know what? This orchard is really great. I thank you for giving it to me as a mashkon. But you know what? I have an offer to make for you. If you're willing to sell it to me, mutav, great. I'll buy it from you. Ve'ilo, but if you don't sell it to me, kavishna lo l'shtar mashkanta, I'm going to put away the shtar that, you know, that you owed me money and that it's only a mashkon. Ve'yamra l'kuchi biyadi, and I'm going to say it's mine. You haven't said anything for 3 years, and I have eaten that I've eaten on this orchard for 3 years. So therefore, cheskas gemol shanim, it's mine. So Reuven is blackmailing Shimon. Ozal, but Shimon knows the halacha a little bit. Kam akne lebno katan. Shimon goes and gives it to his young child. Rashi says in front of Edim. Then he goes back to Reuven and says, sure, you know, I'll sell it to you. So Reuven buys it a week after Shimon had given it to his son. Zvini vada, and then they go to Beis Din, and you see that the sale is no good because he had given it to his son the week earlier. So zvini vada lo avi zvini. It's for sure not a sale. But Zuze, what about the money? Kamilve bishtar damu. Right, what money? Rashi. Zuze, ma'o shehu toveya mimenu, shemotzi alav shtar, shemacharta li kerem. Right, you sold me a vineyard. She'ein shalcha. You sold me a vineyard that's not yours. Now Reuven wants his money back. V'kibalta ma'osai v'kazata li achrayas. So what is that considered? That money that now Shimon owes Reuven back. Zuze kemilve bishtar damu v'gove minachazim mishubadim. Could that be collected from mishubadim? Because the original loan was mishubadim. Odilma kemilve alped damu v'gove minachazim mishubadim. Right? What do you say in that case? Because the mekach was not a mekach. So maybe you just throw out the shtar and it's a milve alped. Or do you say, as we were talking about here, even if there's a problem with the shtar, it still proves something. So, Amar Abaya, v'lav hayna d'Ravasi. Isn't that what Ravasi says? Amar Ravasi. Remember the case, usually there's a concept of kiyum shtaris, right? Chazal said you have to verify a shtar in order for it to be kosher. But what happens if the lova admits? The lova says, you know what? Yeah, it is a good shtar, but I repaid it. The halacha machlokas. So mode b'shtar shakasvo ein zorach l'kaimo. This opinion says the second that the lova admits that you do not no longer have a chiyuv to be mekayemit v'gove minachazim mishubadim, and you could still collect from nachazim mishubadim. So you see, even if the shtar, right, is batel regarding, you know, its main usage, but it still can function as a raya. Look at Rashi on the second line. V'yemashtar batel le'inyin hamachira mibrei shtar matana shekadmo. If the sale between Reuben and Shimon is nullified because of the previous matana, lo batel inyan achrayas. It's not batel regarding achrayas, and therefore in this case, it would be considered a milveh bishtar. Right? So maybe that's a difference. So amar le Rava midami. Rava said, no, wait a minute. You can't compare this to a case of modeh bishtar shekasvu. In a case where the law admits, yes, it is a true shtar, but it's paid up. Hasan nitali kasef. Over there, the shtar was a good shtar. The law just says it was paid up already. Hacha lo nitali kasef. But here, the sale wasn't a sale. He wasn't allowed to sell it. The whole thing is a mekach tos. And therefore, you might throw out the shtar, and it might not be able to help him out at all. So therefore, again, we have this question of, when Reuven wants his money back from Shimon, Does that have the status of a milva bishtar or a milva alpeh? Because the shtar wasn't worth, didn't work. The shtar was a shtar mekach and it didn't work. So do you say it's totally thrown out or not? We're going to try to bring three precedents and each one is going to be knocked out. The first one we try to bring is this case, a moda bishtar shakasvu, right? Where the lova admits that a shtar is kosher but it's paid up yet. So stop there for a minute. What's the svara, ein sorach lakaimo? Because you would think, the Rishonim ask, Shouldn't it be that, you know, the Lova is saying, you know, this is a good shtar, but I paid it. Isn't he doing us a favor? Doesn't he have, like, amigu or a pesha asar? The Lova could have said, this shtar is false, and therefore you would have to be mekayim it. The Lova goes and says, no, it's a good shtar, but I paid you up already. So why doesn't he have amigu? That is the question of all the Rishonim in Ksubis. Ksubis, Taf Yutes, Amid Aleph, second parak. The Rishonim quote that. Rashi asks this. Tosfos asks this. Rashi says, no. Because the second that the Lova says it's a good shtar, but I repaid it, we don't listen to that but. Once you say the shtar is kosher, to be keeping shamar kosher haya, hari huchzak hashtar, v'chiyamar parativ lo mehemet shari biyad hamalvehu. What does that mean? Rav Soloveitchik has a yardside drasha where he expands on this Rashi, this idea, and he says, the shtar talks. That's the chiddush of shtaros. When a malvik comes with a shtar, the shtar says, I'm kosher. The shtar says, I'm not paid up. The shtar says, it was an ones. The shtar, that's the magic of a shtar. The shtar talks. That's what Rashi is saying here. The second that the lova says it is a kosher shtar, then the shtar has a mind of its own, so to speak. And therefore, you can't claim that it was already paid up. That's Rashi. Tosfos there, Yud Tesman Aleph says, maybe it's not such a strong migu. Why? The Lova is scared to say it's totally false because the Lova knows that the Malvin might call him out on it. Right? The Lova knows that the Malvin knows that it's a true star. So maybe the Lova, it's like a migu de ha'aza. It's a very weak migu because he wouldn't want to lie in this case. Right? Rashi and Tosfos discuss it. Tosfos also quotes over there in the continuation. Tosfos says, remember, on a d'oraisa level, this is a good shtar without the loveh. The Rabbanon required kiyum shtaros. So now, once he admits, so we don't require the kiyum the shtaros. But the shtar is a kosher shtar on a daraisa level. Right? Kiyum the edem achzum al shtar nazim yishnechru yudus mebezev rabbananu. That's rechua kiyum. Kiton mezuyav. Right? So therefore, it's the burden is really on the loveh and not on the malveh. Okay, that's an important discussion. Weiter. Yasim Aremar, fourth line. So let's try again. We're trying to find a precedent for this case where Reuven, after the sale, wasn't a sale, but he wants his money back. Is that considered a bilva bishtar, bilva alpeh? Yasim Aremar, v'kamala shmaitza, amalei Ravina l'maremar. What about the following? Ela hada amar Reb Yochanan, gezeira shem yigve mizman rishon. Right, we just had about the shtar muktam. Right, we said you can't even collect from the later time because you might collect from the earlier time. Name alo nitan likas. I'm sorry, this is a continuation of the first try for the precedent. Why don't we say there, in the case of the Shtar Mukdam, it was a problem originally. So why do you have to say, oh, Gzeira, you might get mixed up. There's a fundamental problem with that Shtar. Shtar Mukdam was a problem to begin with. Why are you just quoting the reason of Gzeira? Amar lehach yasha, wait a minute. Hasam nehidu onitan lekasi mizman rishon, avonitan lekasi mizman sheni. No, the Shtar, you could have written the Shtar from today. You didn't, so it's a problem. But inherently, it's an okay idea. Hachal nidah on the kasef klal. But here, Shimon did not own the land, so he couldn't have sold it. The whole thing was a problem. So therefore, that's not a comparison. Period. So that is all Number one, trying to find the precedent. Elohad Tanya, number two, L'sheva Karkos Ketzad. Right, we've had this before. What does it mean, L'sheva Karkos? We're Motzi from Nechazim Meshubadim. Harisha Goz, Al Sadam Echadero. Umachra La'acher. A Gazlan stole the field and then sold it to someone. Vishbicha, and the buyer was Mashbiachin and put money into it. Comes along the Nigzal, Fari Yotze Mitachas Yado. The Nigzal goes and takes his field from the buyer. The buyer now goes back to the Gazlan. I want my money back. Kishihu goves a karen min nechazim mishubadim, v'sheva gove min nechazim minechorin. So he goes and collects his karen from nechazim mishubadim. And the sheva from nechazim minechorin, says the Gemara, 1 minute, name alone itin lekasev. But 1 minute, why don't we say the whole shtar was not, was written betos. He was a gazlan. He didn't have any rights to sell it. And what do you see? You still could collect the karen from the nechazim mishubadim. So maybe in our case too, where he couldn't have sold it, you could collect from nechazim mishubadim. Says the Gemara, no. Hachiyashta, there's still a difference. Hasam, ilamanda amar nichale delo nikri gazlana, ilamanda amar nichale deleke bemnuse. Remember, we had this earlier in the Masechta. In that case, you're right, the gazlan had no right to sell it, but he's going to do everything he can to go back to the nigzal to try to get the nigzal to let him hit. Why? Either he doesn't want to be called a gazlan, he doesn't want people to think that he's not a Naaman person. Mithayis le lamare, umukim le lishdare. He'll do what he can to appease the owner and make the shtar retroactively into a good shtar. So that's where maybe we could say you could collect from Mishubadim. Hachal avruche mineka machavein, shtar mekayim le. Here he's dafka trying to trick Ruvain. He's giving it to his son. The whole shtar is a false shtar. And therefore, again, you cannot say they are comparable. Okay, so no answer to that question. Whether the money that Ruvain is trying to collect from Shimon is like a shtar, a milveh b'shtar or a milveh al peh. Period. Next Mishnah. So we have this Mishnah a couple of times already in this parak. This is the Mishnah of forward contracts. Remember, I am paying you today to lock in a price. I want to get fruit, and you're going to give me the fruit in a month from now. But I want to lock in the price. So is that allowed? The price might go up in value. So the Mishnah is going to tell us it's allowed with one of two conditions. Either if you have the fruit to give me today, you're just not giving it to me today. So then it's as if I have it already, and the fruit's going up in my rishus. Or if you don't have the fruit, but there is a market price out there for the fruit, so you could just go buy the fruit, and it's as if I have it. So therefore, one of those two cases would not be a problem. Ein poskan ala peiros hashiyatza hashar. You cannot prepay for fruit until there is a market value out there, right? There's an open market value. Yatza hashar poskin. If there is a market value out there, even though this mocher doesn't have, he could just go buy it. Therefore, it's not a problem. Ha yahu tchila lakotzrim. If he is the first one. He is the first one that's harvesting. And he has a gadish, meaning there's no market value yet. Posing him all a gadish, then he can do it, because he has it. It's yeshlo, right? This is the second option. You could be posing on the gadish. V'al ha'avit shal anavim, or for grapes. V'al ha'ma'atan shal zesim, olives. V'al ha'beitzim shal yotzer, or clay. V'al ha'sid mishashaku b'kivshan, or lime. Any of these, as long as you have it, it's fine. Right, yeshlo, even without the shar bashuk. Uposigim ola zevel kol yumos hashana. Zevel, it's around the whole year, fertilizer. And therefore, the whole year, it's considered yeshlo. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. El ein posigim ola zevel, el im kein haisel o zevel ba'ashpa. No, only if he has, in his ashpa. V'cham atir v'cham say no, even if he doesn't have. The Gemara will talk about what's the difference between shita 1 or 3. Period. Uposigim o kishara gavoha. What does that mean? Let's say the buyer doesn't want to lose money. So you're allowed to lock in this rate as the lowest, right? What's the whole Mishnah worried about up till now if the price goes up? But what if the price goes down? So you can lock in the price now that he's going to give me. Uposigimo bishara gavoa, that's not a problem of interest. You're just getting back exactly what I'm giving you right now, what I'm locking in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Bishalo, Lo Pasigimo Kishara Bishara Gavoa. Even if you didn't lock it in, Beferish, Yochal Omer, Tainli Kazeh, O Tainli Esma Osai. You could still basically say, give me back my money that I gave you, or give me based on that rate. Meaning you don't have to lock it in explicitly. Period. Omer, Vasi Omer, Biochanan, Posigon Lashar, Shabashuk. Rabbi Yochanan says, you cannot make this arrangement if there is a market value. I don't understand. It's a Beferish Mishnah. Even like this Dormis is a big market. There's a big market. What are you talking about? The Mishnah says if there's a shar, so then it's okay. Amar Leino, lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan ela b'shuk shel ayaros. To lo kivi tarayu. He was talking about a market that did not have a stable market value. So if it's a loan, you don't have a market value, then it's no good. Ulaman, this all got died in Meikar, but according to what we originally thought, Diyamar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu kedur mezazeb, that Rabbi Yochanan does not allow a market value, meaning that's considered a case of Ribbis Drabanan, even in a case of there's a market value, Elamastisa Diktani. Ain't Postman Alperes, Yatzashar Postkin, Hechi Mishkachasla. So what do you do with the Mishnah then? What was the Hava Mina? Right? How in the Hava Mina, how would we have interpreted the Mishnah? Masnisan Bechiti Da'akal Biva Arvi. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case of storage and items on boats. The Mashach Taritve. Those are prices that stay for years. Those are super duper market prices. And therefore, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree in that case. Period. Tanu Rabbanan. Again, we had a lot of this earlier in the parak. Ein Poskan La Peir Zachias Ashar. You can't, right, make the forward contract committing until there's a market value. Yotzashar poskin avavishayin lazeh yish lazeh. Ha yuchadashos me'arba v'yishanos v'shalosh. What if the, how do you determine market values? What if new ones are going for four sa'ah for a dollar, and old ones are going for three? Ein poskin es yotzashar lachadash al yashan. You have to wait till the market stabilizes and calibrates, and make sure there's one price. Hayu lakutos me'arba l'kol adam mishalosh. If for lakutos, the people, certain people gather and mix all stuff together, good stuff, bad stuff, for them it's four for a dollar, u'l'kol adam mishalosh, and other people would only be three. Ein poskin et yotza ashar l'locate u'l'mocher. Again, there has to be an equal, calibrated market value for everyone. Amar Rav Nachman, poskin l'lakutos k'shar lakutos. Rav Nachman says, no, you can make a deal with one of the gatherers at his market value, even if it's only for him. Amalei Rav Lo Rav Nachman, Maishna locate the Ilesle Yosef Milokat Chavre. I don't understand, so why should it only be good for Lakutos? For one gatherer who gathers a lot altogether, good stuff and bad stuff, why do we say it's okay if there's a price? Because he could just go to one of his friends to buy at that time. So it's Ki'ilu, he has it already, and the price went up in his value. So Balabai is Nami Yazim Milokut. Anybody can buy from a locate. Not just a fellow locate. Anybody. So Amalei, no. Balabai is Zila Be Milsa. Labez of Milokut. It would be beneath his covet to go buy it from a different, somebody who's in a different social bracket, and therefore it's not good enough. Ibayasema or Mandi of Zuzi. Labalabai is Aperish Spirit Yahiv. Or we say, no. The person who is giving the money doesn't want that inferior quality. And therefore, you can't go to the locate, because that is not what we agreed upon. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar of Sheshes. And Mel Hashem, we will continue the last blot of Ezeo Neshech coming up. Okay, we'll stop here.